4, Charles Wilkerson versus the Springfield Public School District. Charles Wilkerson, as a pro se of representing myself versus District 186. A case that was turned down in Central District Court, Springfield. I feel that during that time, the judge did not admit, even maybe overseen, the other evidence that was there, 600 pages of transcripts, and used two affidavits as my defense against my case. I'm here today to bring about the case that I was wishing to go to trial or even pre-trial with, pertaining to a harassment case where a female Caucasian was hired that had a prior or existing lawsuit of discrimination against the district.
Your allegation is that you were forced to resign?
I was forced to resign.
Because of your race and also subject to a hostile work environment.
Hostile work environment. as you can see, that there's a lot of evidence here. I was called to a meeting on June the 10th because of my behavior. I had no idea what I was called for, but just my behavior. When I appeared at that meeting, I was then told that I had done sexual acts in front of children, that I had made her use a microphone as a sexual object, co-worker, and that I had harassed her with a hot dog. During that meeting, the assistant superintendent asked me, did I do them? And to number one, no, sir. Number two, no, sir. Number three, did you harass a female co-worker with a hot dog? No, sir. But I'm aware of the hot dog incident. At that point, voices were raised. That's all I needed to hear. Get out of my office. You are going to be reprimanded today. When Dr. Hill, the superintendent, returns, this is ground for termination. Get out of my office. Because she is going to sue you, not the district. But Mr. Sullivan, I said get out of my office. But Mrs. Sullivan, you won't listen to me. Get out. At that time, when I left, the only person that I had to seek legal redress with was the president of my union. And his words to me, I said, Mr. Shipley, what can I do? He said, there's nothing that you can do. I said, what am I to do? He said, it looks like you're just screwed.
Did you submit a letter of resignation at that time?
When I left there, with this case being as it is, the doors were opened to other reasons why Mr. Wilkerson would quit. Because it's not normal with a wife that has a liver, that needs a liver transplant, and a disabled son, 15 years, 7 insurance policies, that would just jump up it and quit a job.
But did you?
Yes, I did. Under the fact that I was hurt when the children were mentioned, about anything sexual with the children, I live for the children. When that was mentioned,
and talking to my union president and him saying what he said at that particular time. Now, granted, notice that it does state that I was under duress at that time, even before I attended that meeting. So what I did is I followed up with the fact of proving that at during that time I had no other choice but to resign prior to what had happened to an African-American principal before, which was publicized and put in the newspaper, and I was afraid. I didn't want that to happen to me. That's what I have so far, and I think she can speak, and then I'll be back up to rebuttal.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Counsel.
Thank you.
All right.
May it please the Court, I'm Laura Lee Burkett here representing Springfield Public School District Number 186. As your honors noted, Mr. Wilkerson did quit, in fact, and his letter of resignation is unequivocal, unambiguous. He walked off the job at noon on June 10th. The district submitted a motion for summary judgment early in the case based on that. In an abundance of caution, the district court stayed that in response to a motion to conduct discovery. Mr. Wilkerson had ample time to conduct discovery, deposed the superintendent of schools, his immediate supervisor, the personnel director, and at no time, his argument at that point was that the district had a policy of accepting rescissions of resignations and that this policy was not applied to him. There is no evidence of a constructive discharge in the record. In fact, Mr. Wilkerson says that he never felt discriminated against by the district at all until June 7, 1999.
Well, did you have a policy of withdrawing
resignations There's certainly no written policy, but what does happen is that when an employee gives a resignation with an effective date out in the future, and they stay either actively employed or they are on an approved leave of absence, and they rescind before that effective date, they are allowed to do that.
Right.
10 years of records were combed through. Every rescission of resignation was brought forward and delivered to Mr. Wilkerson. There was none under the circumstances that Mr. Wilkerson had, which was, I quit on June 10th, I call on June 16th and try to rescind. There was never a situation with a black employee, a white employee, or any employee in those circumstances. And I did want to point out, Your Honors, in Mr. Wilkerson's reply brief, he seems to want to imply that he was on a family medical leave of absence during this time. As a matter of record, he, meaning Mr. Wilkerson, was on this leave when the incident occurred where he lost his job. This was never brought up before the district court, and so Your Honors do not have a record of that. I submit that he waived it. But the truth of the matter is, and I'm sure Mr. Wilkerson would admit to this, that his Family Medical Leave Act ended June 1, 1999. He was on it from February through June, and he used it intermittently. That ended June 1. He was handed the letter on June 7th regarding some allegations of a co-employee that he had sexually harassed her. He was brought in for purposes of investigation, and the letter in the record shows that he was told that this was for investigation purposes and not discipline. In response to that, and he clearly was insulted, and he clearly was angry, and he did something rash, and he quit. But it wasn't based on discrimination. Even his own account of that meeting and the events leading to that meeting, there's no suggestion that it was motivated by discrimination. It was merely that he was investigated, he was insulted.
And that didn't sound like an investigatory meeting. Superintendent, not a terribly good manager, that's the way he handled things.
That was our personnel director, Your Honor, and That version of the facts is hotly disputed by him. But our position is, even if we concede that that happened that way, there's no evidence of racial discrimination. and it may very well, if we accept that version of the fact, I agree with you, that would be very poor management, but it's not racial discrimination. And if there's nothing else, Your Honor, any questions? The grant of summary judgment was proper because there was a complete lack of proof on an essential element of the claim, that is that there was no adverse employment action, and I ask that the district court be affirmed in all respects.
Thank you, counsel. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Again, we're speaking of a state identity with no written policies, no laws, no legal documents. And the district court, Your Honorable Judge Scott, gave me that discovery allowance because there were no legal documents shown. If one state identity were to make a decision because they wanted to, when they have a board that makes those decisions for them, then I see that's not correct. But Mr. Wilkerson, as far as the family leave, did not take a family leave. He was on family leave, but it was only when needed to take his wife to St. Louis. The appellants, they tried to show that a meeting on June 10th was not a reprimand. You have the papers. You see the reprimand. Never threatened. Mr. Wilkerson was threatened that when Mr. Hill gets back, this is grounds for termination. You have in my briefs the fact that I proved the fact that would a normal person quit his job 15 years with a wife that's sick, costly medicine, and a disabled son who was an exemplary employee, which was proved, and come to a meeting on June 10th, hear some words that may have hurt his feelings, and quit? Where she opened the door, where they opened the door, was the fact that they allowed what had happened from September, the latter part of September, to the early part of June, they allowed a female Caucasian to wait 9 months to file a discrimination or harassment suit against me, which is what the meeting was called about. Wilkerson has proved. I did prove that my supervisor under oath stated I was under extreme pressure and was under total duress before even attending the meeting on June 10th. I also proved I discovered secret hidden cameras in African American principal's office, African American teachers' classrooms as well as my own office. This shows invasion of privacy. This is all these things Mr. Wilkerson was going through during his work. I've also proved that I complained many times to my supervisor. This girl's being insubordinate. She's not following orders. She's spreading rumors. Nothing was done. There's so many things that I proved. I proved through deposition that I was indeed working in a hostile condition and intolerable conditions. I proved that the district had no policies, no laws, no legal procedures or documents that could or would cause the district not to allow me to rescind my resignation. This is discrimination. Because nothing is official until the official board meets on it. I've also proved that private information was given outside to an outside agency, to unemployment, to prevent me. They told them unemployment that I left because I was accused of sexual harassment and other complaints by employees. That ruined my life. I guess I'm supposed to quit now, but there's so much that I've proved that was going on that when Mr. Wilkerson came to that meeting on June the 10th, after seeing and going through all that he was going through, complaining, no one doing nothing, come here to a meeting and leave because his feelings were hurt. Now, the meeting was about sexual harassment, but then our superintendent is accused of sexual harassment, and he's still working, and he's going to be able to retire.
Counsel, you have half a minute to wind it up, please.
So what I'm saying to you, Your Honor, take into consideration what the truth is here. There were no policies. This is a part of the state. It's like city council. Everything is voted upon. Everything was voted upon. Mr. Wilkerson endured so much pressure at his job that by the time he attended the meeting, once he found out what it was about, sexual harassment, when it shows that this young lady participated in a hot dog incident in the office with the secretary along with Mr. Wilkerson. Why single Mr. Wilkerson out? Was it because he found the secret cameras?
Thank you, counsel. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Court will take your argument under advisement.